what's up, mamas? I've got Cody Andrus on the show today, and I'm going to be doing something a little bit different for the next few episodes. Cody and I had some really great conversations, but you know what? We mamas are really busy. So I'm going to take our conversation and break it up into three different parts. So it'll be more like snack-sized episodes that you can get through really quickly. All right, so on to our guest. Cody is the author of Jesus by Her Side, and she writes about Jesus through the eyes of the women in the Gospels. And she's going to share some of the top things that she found through her studies, as well as the application for our lives, which includes how to not be an ice pack queen. We'll go through exactly what the heck that means. How to use our daily, mundane, boring, everyday routines as a training ground to build our faith. And lastly, how to have a faith that looks more like trust and less like understanding. So that's what you can expect over the next few episodes. But today, we're going to dive into ice pack queens. So without further ado, let us get into it. It is my pleasure to welcome Cody Andrus. As you studied all of these different stories, there are certainly, when we take a step back and we think about who is Jesus, okay, he's, you know, powerful, he's a healer, he is intimate, he's personal, all those kinds of things. But was there anything surprising you learned about his character that we normally don't think about?
For me, one of the big things that stood out, I think it is surprising in a way because, well, what stands out to me is this constant interplay between his nearness and his willingness to engage with us. And we see it with the women of the scriptures, but then there's this other side of our response to him that we really are, you know, those women had to respond to him. They could have just kept walking. The bleeding woman had went and sought him out. She desired to know his nearness, to receive what he had for her. And I think what that shows me is sometimes I'm afraid to go to him because I think, well, what if he doesn't meet me the way I want him to? Or what if I don't recognize him the way I desire to recognize him? But what we see in the Gospels is a Jesus who every time he is sought, responds. Not always in a way that we might expect, not always in a way that we can even recognize maybe in the moment, but the ability to see him in the Gospels and to see his, just his heart, that he never turned a woman away. He always received the ones who came. And so it's a reassurance to me that even in those moments where I think, I don't know how to approach him, or I don't know what to even ask for, but I know he's going to receive me. And I know that he knows what I need. And so that invitation and that picture of the way he will respond to us has been a challenge to me on one hand, because it's like, oh, it really is. I really do get to go to him. This really is an invitation that I get to respond to. And then also a reassurance that he will meet me when I do.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. The fact that they did seek him. I think it's so easy for us to overthink every single thing. And you mentioned this in your book as well. You know, is this worthy of taking to Jesus, or is this something that I can just handle on my own? And we tend to prioritize or even rank our needs. And some of them, you know, when you think about the stories in the scripture, some of them do feel like, oh, of course you would take that to Jesus, because that's not something you can handle. You can't necessarily heal yourself, or, you know, you really need something beyond what your skills and abilities can do, right? But, you know, that's not how we need to approach Jesus. We can approach him with the big things, but also the very little things as well. So the point you made about seeking him, I think is so critical here to our daily lives, to our daily moments, even our minutes, to have him intertwined every single day in our lives is so important.
Right.
And so, Cody, let's take that to a practical standpoint. How do you apply that to your life?
So just this weekend, kind of a sad story, but I had two dogs. One of them was very old. And I knew that she was going to, like, that I was going to have to make a decision about, like, is she suffering? When does she need to be put down? just this balance. And I'd had her for 18 years. So basically my whole adult life. Wow. Now, in terms of like big life things, I don't know where a pet falls on how each person listening to this would rank that. Some people are going to think that's really important. Some people are going to be like, it's a dog. Mm-hmm. But to me, I knew it's a big decision I have to make. I have to make it on my own. But I was reminded just last week of, oh, this is something I can take to the Lord. Like this, I don't have to decide whether this is worthy. I get to go to the Lord and say, this is what's on my heart. This is what's weighing on my mind. And I need your help and your presence, Lord, to make this decision. And when it came down to the dog ended up getting sick the 4 days later, and it became very clear to me, and I knew each step to take, and I knew that the Lord was in it with me. He just kept reassuring me, like, which, you know, there were two options. It's the middle of the night. Which vet are you going to go to? And it just was like, go to this one. And I, you know, again, like, when I needed the Lord in a specific circumstance, I could just take it to him and go, I don't have to decide if this is worthy. I don't have to decide if you care, because I know that you care, because this is a big thing in my life today. And so that's how it has applied to me in the last week. And I think that that applies in so many of our situations where we are trying to juggle family dynamics and where to spend the holidays, and how do you decide which family gets what time. God cares about those things, and the Lord can be with us in the midst of those things. He's not going, well, that's a normal, quote unquote, normal problem figured out on your own.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just a matter of recognizing in our own hearts and minds, what is consuming my thoughts and my energy, and how do I invite the Lord into this area? Because this is the area where we live.
Yeah, you used a really interesting term in your book. Excuse me. And you called, you know, some of the behaviors when we are trying to take care of everything, or we're trying to figure out, you know, is this worthy or not? Ice pack queen. That just stood out to me. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's the idea of, you know, if you, in a physical sense, if you're hurt, that you, hey, put an ice pack on it and you'll be just fine. How we can metaphorically do that to our problems. Tell me more about this term and, you know, how we avoid becoming ice pack queens.
Yeah. So the term came because when I was growing up, our school nurse, she was great. Everybody loved going to the nurse. I didn't like going to the nurse because what happened if you went to the nurse and you weren't really, well, this is my interpretation. If you weren't really sick or really all that seriously injured, she just gave you an ice pack. And it's like, you're fine. Like, yeah, we get it. You think you have a problem, but you really don't. So here's an ice pack. Go back to class. What it communicated to me was nothing is really wrong. So go back and get over it. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you're saying, I did that in so many areas of my life. I would just go, oh, this is not that big of a deal. I'll just, you know, it's sort of that idea of we can go, oh, we're fine. Like, we can fake wellness. And that was my response to the fear that someone wasn't going to recognize an illness or an injury that I felt. My response was, well, I just won't ever tell anybody when I feel sick or injured. And that carries over emotionally to, I won't tell people when I'm sad. I won't tell people when I'm hurting or when I'm having a hard time. And pretty quickly, then it becomes hard to tell the Lord when you're having a hard day or a hard time. And so that idea of we have to stop, I mean, we don't need to fake illness. We don't need to make up problems we don't really have, but we don't have to diminish the ones that we do. It doesn't mean that the world's going to recognize them or that the world's going to think they're a huge deal. Sometimes not even our friends are going to think they're a very big deal, but just that freedom to come to the Lord and know that He is never going to say, oh, you're really fine. Just get over it. But He'll have real healing. He'll have real truth and real comfort and real, He really can take that brokenness that we feel and make us well. We don't have to figure out how to be well on our own.
It reminds me of a conversation I had with Katie Ferris just around the importance of lamenting and being able to sit with those uncomfortable, sad, angry, frustrated feelings and, you know, not just sit there, but also bring it to the Lord so that He can help you through them, right? Not to just brush them aside, which I think a lot of times, you know, especially, you know, within moms, we do that a lot. Like, we're okay. We just got to keep moving. And there is, I will say there is, you know, value in keeping moving. But if you're going to brush everything under the rug, at some point, things are going to explode.
And I think so often as women, we are able to keep going and to sort of compartmentalize something. And that can be a really mm-hmm. strong virtue to be able to get through the day and get yep. things done that need to get done. But I think even to recognize that it can be, there can be three kids screaming in the back seat and you can be going, Lord, this is a stressful time to be driving. It doesn't have to be, mm-hmm. It can become a really natural part of our routine of the day. It doesn't have to be, I need 45 minutes mm-hmm. of complete silence to bring this to the Lord. It can just be yeah. like, I have a minute right now and Lord, this is difficult for me today.
Mm-hmm. All right, mamas, I'm going to release the second part of this episode tomorrow. And Cody's going to share, how do we take our mundane, everyday, repetitive routines and make it a training ground to see God clearly, perhaps when it matters most. So make sure you are following the show wherever you're listening. And if you'd like to get a copy of Cody's book, Jesus by Her Side, you will find a link in the show notes. All right, my mamas, have a wonderful, beautiful, hope-filled week. And I'll catch you again next time for a cup of coffee with a side of faith, wisdom, and hope.